The need of church schools. In all our churches, and wherever there is a company of believers, church schools should be established. And in these schools, there should be teachers who have the true missionary spirit, for the children are to be trained to become missionaries. It is essential that teachers be educated to act their important part in instructing children of Sabbath keepers, not only in the sciences, but in the scriptures. These schools, established in different localities and conducted by God-fearing men and women, as the case demands, should be built upon the same principles as were the schools of the prophets. Special talent should be given to the education of the youth. Few have the necessary instruction in religious lines. Few understand distinctly what they must do to be saved. If the instructors themselves have a religious experience, they will be able to communicate to the students that knowledge of the love of God which they have received. These lessons can be given only by those who are themselves truly converted. And this is the noblest missionary work that any man or woman can undertake. Teachers must love the children because they are the younger members of the Lord's family. The Lord will inquire of them as of the parents, "What have you done with my flock, my beautiful flock?" There is earnest work to be done for the children. Before the overflowing scourge shall come upon all the dwellers upon the earth, the Lord calls upon all who are Israelites indeed to serve Him. Gather your children into your own houses. Gather them in from the classes who are voicing the words of Satan, who are disobeying the commandments of God. Get out of the cities as soon as possible. Establish church schools. Gather in your children and give them the Word of God as the foundation of all their education. Had the churches in different localities sought counsel of God, they would not need to be thus addressed on this point. When the children of Israel were gathered out from among the Egyptians, the Lord said, "For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop, and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. For the Lord will pass through and smite the Egyptians. And when he seeth the blood upon the lintel, and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door, and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and thy sons forever. Any one of the children of the Hebrews who was found in the Egyptian habitations was destroyed. The blood upon the lintel of the door symbolized the blood of Christ, which alone saved the firstborn of the Hebrews from the curse. We have a special work to do in educating and training our children, that they may not, either in attending school or in associating with others, be influenced by those of corrupt habits. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, "I will dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." The education that is generally given in the schools of the world is not that which can be accepted as true education. Educators of youth should be Christians, who are themselves under the discipline of God. They will then have a sense of their responsibility which, as Christians, they will maintain under all circumstances and provocations, never displaying a passionate or an arbitrary spirit. They will reveal sound principles, unswerving integrity, pure sentiments. These are the high thoughts which will draw the youth to the higher education.
Let us view the case correctly. Children are the heritage of the Lord, and are to be so educated that they may be the younger members of the Lord's family, prepared by proper instruction to serve the Lord in their childhood life. Shall the members of the church give means to advance the cause of Christ among others, and let their own children carry on the work and service of Satan? What the Lord Jesus expects in all believers is something besides being occupied and active. This activity should be trained in Christ's lines. God requires wholeness of service. For want of this, all things else are inferior. Children should have a moral fitness to do the work which is due their Redeemer. They should be fitted to witness, in a careless, Christless world, that their Savior has not died for them in vain. God wants every child of tender age to be His child, to be adopted into His family. Young though they may be, the youth may be members of the household of faith and have the most precious experience. They may have hearts that are tender and ready to receive lasting impressions. Their hearts may be drawn out in confidence and love for Jesus, and they may live for the Savior. Christ will make them little missionaries. The whole current of their thoughts may be changed, so that sin will not appear a thing to be enjoyed, but to be hated and shunned. Children who are properly instructed will be witnesses for the truth. Oh, for a clear conception of what we might accomplish if we would learn of Jesus! The springs of heavenly peace and joy, unsealed in the soul of the teacher by the magic words of inspiration, will become a mighty river of influence to bless all who connect with him. Do not think that the Bible will become a tiresome book to the children. Under a wise instructor, the Word will become more and more desirable. It will be to them as the bread of life and will never grow old. There is in it a freshness and a beauty which attract and charm the children and youth. It is like the sun shining upon the earth, giving light and warmth, yet never exhausted. We may bring hundreds and thousands of children to Christ if we will work for them. Let all who read these words be melted and subdued. Let us in our educational work embrace far more of the children and youth than we have done, and there will be a whole army of missionaries raised up to work for God. I say again, establish schools for the children wherever there are churches. Where there are those who assemble to worship God, let there be schools for the children. Work as if you were working for your life to save children from being drowned in the polluting, corrupting influences of this life. Schools should have been placed in different localities instead of centering so many large buildings in one vicinity. Various places should have representatives of the truth in their midst, that character might be given to the work of the Lord. We are far behind what the Lord would have us do in this matter. There are places where our schools should have been in operation years ago. Let these now be started under wise directors, that the children and youth may be educated in their own churches. It is a grievous offense to God that there has been so great neglect to make provision for the improvement of the children, when Providence has so abundantly supplied us with facilities with which to work. Can we wonder that the children and youth drift into temptation and become educated in wrong lines when they are continually associating with other neglected children? These children are not wisely educated to use their minds and muscles to do a helpful work. There is a world to receive the light of truth, and workers must be educated. Schools which will provide for the education of children and youth must be opened in places where they are so much needed. In the last days, children's voices will be heard proclaiming the message. As Christ in the temple solved the mysteries which priests and rulers had not discerned, so in the closing work of this earth, children in their simplicity will speak words which will be an astonishment to men who now talk of higher education. Then let the church carry a burden for the lambs of the flock in its locality, and see how many can be educated and trained to do service for God. E. G. White.